The food critics are here. I'm Gina Kaufman. This is KCUR's Central Standard. And today we're going to find out about the best soups and stews in Kansas City restaurants. Call 816-235-2888 to tell us about the great soup you can't live without. That's 816-235-2888. And don't put it off, because this is going to go fast. I'm here with Jenny Vergara of Feast Magazine, Mary Block, who blogs about food at Around the Block, and Charles Ferruza. You can read his reviews in The Pitch. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Gina.
Hello, Jenny.
Good morning.
And welcome back, Mary. It's
great
to see you.
Thank you.
Mary, what is your favorite kind of soup?
My favorite kind of soup?
Yes.
Something comforting. At this time of year, you want something that's going to just make you feel good.
Yeah.
I love the chili verde pozole at Port Fonda. And you could say it was a soup and you could say it was a stew. It kind of fits both bills. It's got a green chili marinated pork shoulder and hominy, a great spicy tomatillo broth, and tortilla chips, and a fried egg on top.
Is it a meal in and of itself? It sounds hearty.
It is hearty. I use it as a meal, of course, with the chips and salsa that I get beforehand.
Pozole, that is becoming more and more mainstream within the United States. But can you explain what it is for people who might not be familiar?
It's corn, it's hominy, and you cook it up. And by itself, it's kind of bland. But in a soup, it just adds a nice texture.
So that's the chili verde pozole at Port Fonda in Westport.
Exactly.
Jenny, what about you? What is your favorite kind of soup?
My favorite kind of soup is tomato soup. I mean, if I'm sick, if I need comforting, it's tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich, period. End of story. And it's just a childhood throwback, which is, I think, what most of us go to when we think of comfort. So,
yeah. Do you put it with a grilled cheese?
Always. Always. I always seem to. I mean, I'll eat it by itself for sure, but it's never quite as good.
Where do you go for tomato soup in Kansas City or Kansas City area?
Well, so my favorite place to go get tomato soup is at the Nordstrom's Cafe. And I say that kind of giggling because it is a place that comes up time and time again. They are absolutely famous for this tomato basil soup is what it's called. And they always have it on hand. You can always find it. And the recipe now is prolific on the web. If you're interested at all in making the soup, just Google Nordstrom's tomato basil soup and the recipe will come up. And the secret to it, I have found, is carrots. And so if you look at the color of the soup, it's almost an orangey red. And it just, the sweetness of the carrots kind of counterbalance the acid in the tomatoes. But it's just sweet and creamy, little hint of basil. They use dried basil instead of fresh. So that's another little tip there. But I love
it. That's surprising, though. I mean, we think of the fresh herbs as having some special magical quality.
Well, they certainly have special magical flavor.
Well, the issue is in the winter, if you think about it, fresh basil really usually is not able to be found. And
good
so
point.
Dried basil is definitely, and dried herbs in general usually pack more of a punch than actually the fresh ones mm-hmm. do. They can if they're used appropriately. So
that's the tomato basil soup at Nordstrom Cafe in Oak Park Mall. Charles, what is your favorite kind of soup?
Well, before I tell you, I want to say that I love tomato basil soup. And my favorite is the tomato basil soup at Cafe Europa in Crestwood. It's really good.
All right.
And they always have it.
Can you say what's – describe in some more detail what's good about it?
Well, I'm not a big tomato soup fan. Like probably everybody here, grew up with tomato soup as my mother's choice of get-well soups. And it was always canned Campbell soup, which was fine when I was 10, but I don't really want it now. So I like to have a tomato soup with a little vigor and punch. And the Cafe Europa tomato soup, even though I don't order it because it's tomato soup, whenever I have it, I'm remarkable, wonderful soup.
Well, so that's Cafe Europa's tomato basil soup. Cafe Europa's in Crestwood. Charles, if you had your pick of kinds of soup, what's at the top of your list?
Well, I usually only crave soup when I'm not feeling especially well, which these days has been kind of often.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, you know, what? I need to get that flu shot. One of my favorite soups in Kansas City is the chicken noodle soup at Stroud's.
Oh, classic.
For some reason, it is my favorite chicken noodle soup ever. And it's not especially all that interesting, but
it's got really thick noodles.
Very thick noodles and lots of chicken. And there, you know, it's not going to win any awards, but for some reason, it always hits me the right way. Now, if I'm really sick, I want to go to the Malay Cafe, even though it means to drive north of the river, because they have an herb soup. Have you ever had that, Jenny?
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
It is. It's their signature soup. It's got chicken, broccoli, onion, carrot, cabbage, green peppers, and squash, but it's got lots of ginseng in it.
Mm.
And it is, you know, if you go in there feeling punky, like I usually do, you walk out and you're almost cured.
Is it vegetarian?
Not with the chicken in it.
Oh,
no.
Chicken. Got it.
Well, so herb soup, though, that's kind of vague. What can you figure out what herbs we're talking about?
Well, the main herb is ginseng. And, you know, what other herb do you need when you're not feeling well? I mean, that's the – and we should also say, you know, the word restaurant comes from the Latin word for restore.
Mm-hmm.
Restaurant is – they're supposed to be restorative.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So restore. And so, you know, when you go to restaurants, you know, ideally you want to be restored back to, if not health, at least sanity.
Well, let's go ahead and get a recommendation from one of our callers. Anita in Kansas City has called 816-235-2888 with her soup recommendation. Anita, what can you share? Anita seems to not be there. We'll try that again shortly. Let's just go right through our other recommendations. We'll hear about Mary. What kind of soup do you recommend? You've got something on your list from the Red Snapper.
Yes, and that's kind of along the lines of what Charles was talking about. It's very spicy. So if you've got a cold or something, it's going to clear your sinuses right up. It's San Jan Jam Bong. It's at Red Snapper on Ward Parkway. And it's got a lot of seafood, scallops, shrimp, mussels, veggies, and again, it's really spicy and definitely a full meal.
Can I also throw in that I love the Red Snapper, and it is the only restaurant in Kansas City that actually has a egg drop soup, which I detest, an egg drop soup that's really good.
Mm. I haven't had it.
You'll never want any egg. Well, you'll never want any egg drop soup anywhere, but because it's so awful. But their egg drop soup is really good.
And Red Snapper's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
The chef is really, really good in there. They do excellent, excellent food.
We've got a tweet telling us that the lentil soup at Holy Land Cafe in Lenexa is a favorite. Has anyone here had that?
Mm-mm. I've had the lentil soup at Aladdin on 39th Street, and I like it quite a bit.
I've always wondered, Jenny, and maybe you could answer this. What makes it so yellow, that lentil soup? Is it turmeric?
Well, it probably does have a little bit of spice or turmeric in it, but there's a yellow lentil. There's lentils that come in every color of the rainbow.
Right. And so, Jenny, you like the one at Aladdin on 39th Street?
I do. If I find myself kind of in that neck of the woods, I do stop in, and that they're usually a choice of soup or salad to begin with, and I always tend to gravitate toward that lentil soup.
It's a good soup.
It's comforting.
In fact, I can't eat a lentil soup that isn't made with yellow or red or orange lentils, because when I was growing up, my mother used to make lentils with brown lentils and have little pieces of hot dog in it.
I wish our listeners could see the face you're making right now.
To this day, I cringe when I think about it. So feels different if it's yellow or
soup
orange.
Soup can have good childhood memories and obviously bad childhood memories.
Let's try again with Anita in Kansas City. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
What do you want to recommend? Yeah, we can hear you.
Good. The Peking restaurant on a little restaurant on 36th and Broadway has the best hot and sour soup I think I've ever had. It's very, very hot when they serve it to you, but it's also spicy hot. And the flavor is fabulous. And if you have a cold or, you know, head or chest cold, or if you do not, it really makes you feel good. So that's my recommendation.
Thanks, Anita. You know, hot and sour soup is a popular item at Chinese restaurants everywhere. Does anyone here like that and have a favorite place to go for it? Anita's recommending Peking Restaurant at 36th and Broadway.
You know, I think so many restaurants serve it. It's kind of become like an egg drop soup to me. I mean, it's just kind of the thing that everybody serves before the meal.
Right.
So I don't know that any of them particularly stand out to me. But I always prefer it to egg drop. I'm with Charles on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, egg drop soup looks like toxic waste in most restaurants. Yeah, but I love the egg drop soup at – not egg drop soup. I love the hot and sour soup at – Bolings, because it has a little extra note of vinegar, which, you know, mm-hmm. that's what makes it sour. But it's a good soup. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that puts a lot of those little fried wontons in it. So it's not so good for my diet.
We have an email recommendation, and please forgive any Spanish pronunciation that isn't correct here, but our emailer is recommending caldo de camarón, a Mexican shrimp soup at El Maguey. It's the best soup I've had. It's got big shrimp, pico de gallo, and rice. Anyone had a caldo de camarón there or elsewhere?
No, but it sounds good.
Yeah, something to try. Let's go now to Betty. We've got Betty in Kansas City. Hi.
Hello.
What's your recommendation?
My recommendation is the chicken broth from La Fonda at Summit in Southwest Boulevard.
What do you like about it?
It's called chicken broth, but it has chicken, it has rice, it has cilantro, lime, avocado. It's amazing, and it just makes you feel real good anytime, especially when you're not feeling well.
Well, thanks for that recommendation, Betty. And that's chicken. It's just called chicken broth?
It's called chicken broth. It's on the menu every day at La Fonda.
And that's La Fonda on Southwest Boulevard?
Southwest Boulevard and Summit.
Okay, thanks so much for that call. Let's get back to some of our critics' recommendations, and then we'll jog back on over to our callers. You can call 816-235-2888 with the soup you love that you want everyone to know about. We've heard, you know, there may be a kind of soup we haven't touched on yet that is your go-to, and we should probably be hearing about that. So chime in if you haven't heard your favorite kind of soup come up in this discussion. Jenny, talk to me about bone broth.
Yeah, you know, bone broth is really having a moment right now. In fact, one of our local writers, Jonathan Bender, has written a book all about bone broth. And it's supposed to be like a health tonic. A lot of people right now are just putting it in a mug and sipping it like tea almost. But it's basically a soup that is very simple. It's just basically animal bones. In this case, I'm recommending Uncommon Stock's beef broth or bone broth. It's made from beef, and you just put beef bones into a stock pot with you know, obviously a few vegetables, some water, and boil it down. And it's the collagen that's released out of the bones when you just cook bones for a really long time that's supposed to be so restorative. It's great for your skin and hair and nails. Also, people who have gastrointestinal problems tend to find it very healing on their stomach and very easy to drink. So this is a very, very hot product property right now. And Uncommon Stock, you go on their website, you order it, and then you pick it up at their location either Friday or Saturday. And it's the only place I've seen that really that has bone broth that you can just buy, take home, and just use it like stock. Or sip it like you know, put it in your mug and sip it like tea.
Well, okay, so you've talked about all the benefits. Can you tell me about the taste?
Yeah, it's a very thin, light, rich tasting broth. I mean, if you think about roasting bones down and then cooking them down for hours and hours and hours, it's just releases a lot of very richness, and you get really the essence of beef. I mean, it's just a very simple, straightforward broth that tastes exactly like beef.
So that's the bone broth at Uncommon Stock. Uncommon Stock shares a space with the Columbus Park Ramen Shop. And Mary, you're recommending something from that location.
Just to correct you, the Uncommon Stock is Todd Schulte's place, and he owns Genesee Royale.
Oh, pardon me.
A different space.
He used to own Happy Gillis, which is where you're...
He used to own Happy Gillis.
Gotcha. Okay, forgive me. That was a snafu on
my mind. No problem. But Josh and Abby Jo Ian's own Happy Gillis now, and they recently opened the Columbus Park Ramen Shop in the garage next door. And they've kept the garage theme going, and I really like the decor. Anyway, it was the first ramen shop in Kansas City. Now it's taking off. That concept
none of the
is
others
taking
have
off.
Opened, yeah.
None of them have opened, but there are three more getting ready to open.
Three more?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Josh and Abby Jo went around the country, figured out the best, you know, way to make their ramen, where to source the noodles, how to make the broth. And I think it's great. I love the one with kimchi. It's got pork sausage and the spicy kimchi.
And we should also say that is a very restorative ramen bowl. I mean, it's ramen is not quite a soup, not quite a meal. I don't know what you would call it.
It's definitely a meal.
Well,
because it's so filling with all.
Not
the
for somebody like me, but okay. Yeah, it's more of a soup. But yeah, I mean, I thought the kimchi ramen is one of the best things I ever ate, Mary. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I love it. And the other one that I think is so interesting, based on what you were saying, Jenny, with the intense bone broth, their vegetarian one is a mushroom ramen. And the broth tastes just like mushrooms. It's really an intense flavor and also very good.
So Charles, you said that this kimchi ramen at the Columbus Park Ramen Shop is one of the best things you've ever eaten? I feel like that's a big statement.
It is, and it's actually a sweeping generalization. But let me just say it's one of the best things I've ever eaten when I don't feel well. Mm. Let me add that caveat.
Well, you know what I love about Josh's place is he's doing kind of Kansas City-style ramen, if you will. I mean, it's all local ingredients. It's all regionally sourced meats. I mean, his attention to the farm-to-table detail is all there. So it's kind of his own, if you will. I mean, it certainly is in the Japanese vein and is made very traditionally, but he really makes it his own by making, you know, using local ingredients.
I wish he would think of, on that note, doing a barbecued brisket ramen. Hmm. I'd love that.
I'm with Mary, though. I was shocked at the vegetarian. I thought, I'm not going to eat vegetarian ramen and enjoy it too but it's delicious.
The mushrooms he uses gives a real meaty note.
Absolutely.
You know? If someone, you know, is kind of wary of a vegetarian soup, and we've all had, you know, really boring vegetarian soups, this one is, you know, it's as solid as a meat soup.
No, I totally agree.
And Jenny, you have written up an article in Feast Magazine about an upcoming ramen shop. It's opening very soon.
Yeah. In fact, I interviewed the guy this week, Patrick Curtis. Everybody needs to get to know him. He's opening a Shio ramen shop early February, and it's right there on Broadway in the old... Oh my gosh.
Macaluso's.
Nabil's. Grill on Broadway space for those old school people like me, or Fudu for the new school people who may have gone in there and had the vegan. But yes, it's going to be really authentic. He's got his own ramen noodle making machine, which is a very expensive piece of equipment. And he plans to make his own noodles in house. I think he's really going to do a good job.
And the name of that space will be?
Shio Ramen Shop.
Okay. Let's talk to Alyssa in Independence. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
What is your soup recommendation?
You know, I really love the chicken pho from Vietnam Cafe in River Market. It's just really, like, fragrant, and it comes with the usual, like, bean sprouts, cilantro, jalapenos, limes, and basil. And it's always super good, whether you're sick or not.
So you mentioned that you like that it's fragrant. Can you get into that a little bit more?
Oh, it's really, like, fresh, and I don't know, it's like, you know, like star anise and cloves and that sort of thing. That's typical of pho broth, but I really like it because it's not super sweet. And then I always request extra limes and jalapenos, and then, of course, add a bunch of sriracha to it because I like it spicy, but very delicious.
Thanks so much, Alyssa. That's the chicken pho at Vietnam Cafe. That's sort of east of the city market a little bit. Let's also hear another pho recommendation before we branch out a little more. Let's talk to John in Leavenworth. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Yeah, I love pho as well, and I would eat at the Vietnam Cafe, both on 39th and the River Market, and my girlfriend and I tried this place called IFO Tower on Broadway. And I like that even more. We tried to have brisket pho. I heard you said something about brisket ramen, but they do have brisket pho at IFO Tower, and it was really good.
I love the pho at IFO Tower.
Yeah, I agree. They do a great job there.
What is it that they do so well? Can you put your finger on it?
Well, you know, actually, Central Standard in a previous show did a segment on Spike, who owns it, making the...
His immigration story as well.
Right. But the technique for making his stock, he takes it very seriously.
And you can taste it.
Yeah.
You can taste it.
You can taste the seriousness in that pho. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk to Forrest. Forrest is with us from Merriam, Kansas. Hi, Forrest.
Hi.
What's your recommendation?
French onion soup.
That's your favorite.
Oh, yes, particularly if you do it the classic style.
What is the classic style for French onion soup?
Well, you start with a decent beef broth. You use your favorite onions and get them caramelized quite well. And you have to have decent, crusty, day-old bread to put on top.
Okay, so where do you go in Kansas City to get a soup like that?
I don't. I make it.
You make it. Well, Forrest, that is awesome, because I assume we're not all invited to your house. I'm going to check in with our critics to see, does anyone make a good classic French onion soup?
Oh, yeah.
Cafe Provence in Prairie Village makes a wonderful
French Summit Grill in Waldo.
Oh, yeah. They have a great one.
They have a fantastic one.
You know who used to make the best French onion soup, and I haven't ordered it forever, but Houlihan's, that was their signature soup for years.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't
Charisse
know that.
Downtown makes a good
one,
too.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Let's hear from Rachel in Prairie Village. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing well, thanks. I just called to let the listeners know about the delicious artichoke bisque at the Blue Moose and here in Prairie Village.
It's in Prairie Village. What do you like about the artichoke bisque?
Well, it's creamy, you know, like a bisque should be. And it doesn't have big chunks of artichoke in it, but they serve it with like a little crostini with goat cheese, and it's just delicious.
And so that's at the Blue Moose in Prairie Village?
Right.
So Rachel is recommending the artichoke bisque. Any other bisques we should know about, critics?
Well, I have something that's kind of a similar vein. I was just at Room 39 in Leawood. You know, they've completely redone that dining room there, and it's really beautiful. So it's just been updated enough to really make it cozy and lovely. And I started my meal with the sunchoke soup, which basically sunchoke is a Jerusalem artichoke. It's just kind of the root bulb of it, and you cook it down, obviously, and then puree it. And it was just soft and silky, and it had this kind of nuttiness that also harkened back to the taste of artichoke kind of somewhere in the background. And it was drizzled with truffle oil, had a little croutons on top. Delicious. Really, really good.
And Jenny, so that's the sunchoke soup at Room 39. And again, can you remind me, is that both locations or one or the other?
You know, the menu does vary just a little bit between stores, so I'm not sure. I didn't check the other menu in Midtown to see if it was there too, but I'm guessing the soup might be the same in both places. But check the website before you go.
And you are also recommending a pot pie as one of your soup recommendations. This intrigues me.
Yeah, you know, so I recently discovered Anna's Oven on 39th Street. I'd never been in there before and stumbled in there, I think the first night it snowed, literally put my boots on and trudged down there and thought, comfort food just sounds like where I need to be tonight. And I had the most delicious, they call it a chicken pot pie, but I would tell you it eats more like a really hearty chicken soup or even a chicken stew. And it comes in a brown crock. Large chunks of root vegetables, celery, onions, carrots, some nice white chicken meat, some beautiful savory chicken broth, and then it's basically covered with a puff pastry and baked in the oven till it kind of puffs, and then served with a side salad. And it was totally satisfying. It was perfect. It was exactly what I wanted. It wasn't really heavy. It was very light. And so it was almost like a chicken soup with kind of this crostini on top that I just kind of ended up breaking down and mixing in with my soup. So I enjoyed it very much.
So that's the chicken pot pie, which sounds in some ways not quite like the pot pies of my childhood anyway.
That's right.
But it sounds amazing at Anna's Oven. Mary, tell us about the Rieger's pork soup.
Well, it's a cross between a pork stew and French onion soup. You've got great chunks of pork, and Howard Hanna is known for doing pork really well. And it's all enveloped in Gruyere. And it's a real hearty broth, and it just makes a rich soup that is kind of addicting.
I think it's also available at Sava, the champagne bar in Westport, as well.
So that's at the Rieger downtown, and you're also recommending a soup from Novel?
Yes. Charles will not be surprised to know that I'm not a fan of bisques because of the cream. And Novel and also Bluestem have two vegetable soups that I think are fabulous, and they're just intense vegetable flavor. The one at Novel is an intense corn broth, and it's maybe the best soup I've ever eaten in the summer. And it's,
so wait, it's a corn broth, not a corn chowder?
Exactly. It's a puree, really smooth, really bright yellow, and he tops it with crab and seaweed and jalapenos, and it's so pretty you don't want to eat it.
It's magic.
It is. It is an unbelievable treat to have that soup.
It sounds like that's a summer specialty.
You know, it was on the menu not too long ago, but it's best at the height of the season.
The corn season,
and Blue Stem does a pea soup at the height of the season. Brilliant green pea soup, very simple and elegant.
So you're recommending the pea soup at Blue Stem and the corn soup at Novel. Let's talk to Cindy in Shawnee. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Thanks for letting me talk to you.
Thanks for joining us.
I really like the sausage lentil soup at Carrabba's. You were talking about the lentil soup at Holy Land earlier, and that's more of a brothy soup. The Carrabba's is thicker. It's just packed with lentils, and the sausage in it just gives it the right kick. And it's got other vegetables in it, too, carrots and onions and everything. It's just wonderful.
Carrabba's, where is that?
Carrabba's on Metcalf and 105th.
Okay, so that's the sausage lentil soup at Carrabba's that Cindy's recommending. And you're recommending it because it's thick and packed with lentils. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. They have it on the menu every day now. And a few months ago, they just had it as a rotation soup. And now it's on it every day. So you can go whenever.
Must have been popular. Well, let's talk about Tom Yum Soup. Charles, first of all, what is Tom Yum Soup? And then tell us where you like to get it.
Well, I'm assuming it's a traditional Vietnamese soup.
Thai, I think.
Thai, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're right, Thai. And pho would be the traditional Vietnamese soup. And my favorite place to get it is Hot Basil Restaurant, which I believe is at 119th.
Rosanna Square.
Yeah, Metcalf. Talk about a fragrant soup. It has it's almost like a perfume. Between the lemongrass and the kefir lime and the cilantro, you could just get well smelling the soup. It's that beautiful.
Tom Yum can be very, very spicy.
I suppose it can be. I've never had a spicy version.
Well, you know, they always ask you how you want it spiced. So maybe Gina got hers a little extra spiced at one point.
Maybe I did. Mm-hmm. That sounds like something I might have done. But Charles, okay, so this Tom Yum soup at Hot Basil, what is it that stands out to you about it? Or what is it that the chef is doing that's special?
It's deceptively... there's a lot of things going on in that soup. A lot of, you know, actually competing flavors. But for some reason, they all work together in that soup. They really play off of each other really well. And not everybody likes cilantro. I'm a big cilantro fan. And it's one of the better cilantro soups. Soups with cilantro, I should say.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'll have to check that out. Jenny, what about the Tom Kha Gai from the Thai place on 87th?
We all have our Tom favorite soups, don't we?
It's the Tom section
of the
show.
It's the Tom section of the show. That's right.
I like the name.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing about this soup is that it's almost exactly like Charles's soup. With the addition of coconut milk or coconut broth, if you will. And usually I think it's coconut milk that they add. But it's got galanga root. It's got lemongrass. It's got kefir lime. It's mushrooms, onion, cilantro. It's very, very fragrant, to Charles's point. But in this case, it's got coconut. So it's just that little bit of creaminess with the coconut milk in it.
But not too creamy. I'm not a big cream soup
fan. No, it's a very light soup. It's brothy for sure. And it doesn't have coconut pieces in it. So I want to be clear for those people who have the texture issue with coconut, because it's just the flavor that the coconut milk adds to it. To me, it's just that little bit of creaminess that...
And sweetness.
And I do love coconut, so I'll raise my hand for that.
We have a tweet about the broths at Blue Koi on 39th Street that either vegetable or meat bases, that they are a cure-all for one of our listeners. But has anyone had the soups at Blue Koi and want to comment on those?
I love the soups at Blue Koi.
Yeah, I've been to the one on 39th Street most recently. And there's one or two soups that I really do like there. And one of them's the brisket.
Yeah,
the one that's
I was
got
just
brisket
thinking
in
that
it.
Myself.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a recommendation for Ragazza in Westport, where a listener tells us they have fantastic Italian sausage with artichoke soup. Anyone tried that?
Yes, it's really, really good.
Tell me more.
Well, it's sort of a spin on an old peasant dish. My grandmother used to make a version of it, and the Ragazza soup tastes quite like it. Lots of sausage.
That wraps up our soup talk, everyone. But food critics, Stay with me through the break. When we return, we'll hear about the most exciting new developments in Kansas City's food scene. If you want to keep talking about soup, do it. We're at KCURCST on Twitter. I'm Gina Kaufman. Don't go away.